And we're back with Brews and Reviews, and I got Cole here live with me in my house, and we just watched One Night in Soho.
Last night in Soho.
Either way. Not the only night I'll probably watch in Soho. This movie, so just to lead up to it, I've seen no trailers for this movie. I heard it was good. Some people said it was bad. And Cole, what were your thoughts before? Because I have seen no advertising for this at all.
Oh, I saw a commercial. I was like, oh, could be interesting, but like nothing. I don't know. Didn't really have any expectations or any idea where the movie was going to go beforehand.
And we still didn't know. Even halfway through, we're like, where the hell are they going with this?
90% of the way through.
They're like, where's the twist? God, we literally just finished the movie.
Like, within the last 10 seconds.
Yep. So I'm still trying to... I liked it.
Yeah?
I mean, Edgar Wright is just a genius when it comes to music versus, like, visuals and all that stuff. Like, he's really, really good at it. But, like, when this movie starts, I was like, what is this? Like a college flick? Like, oh, someone's going to college and this is going to happen. It's like, oh, okay. So we're going to have Liam Neeson come out with Taken, which I did make a comment earlier.
You did.
But then it got way deeper and holy crap. This I will say this. This movie left me like I can't sleep tonight. I'm going to be thinking about this movie the rest of the damn night.
Are we doing spoilers or are we not doing spoilers?
How about we recommend it first? Because, I mean, pretty much to go into any of this film...
Yeah, I can't really talk about this film without immediately jumping into spoilers.
So, would you recommend it?
Yes. 100%.
I would, too. But you have to... I will recommend it with a caveat. Don't watch it if you have a wife that gets stressed out or...
Yeah.
This movie... Like, I had no idea the way they were going to go with this movie, and it was like... I actually thought I was watching a horror film for a half second.
I mean, you kind of were. I think it would fall under that.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't like horror thrillers, that kind of stuff, do not watch this film.
Yeah, this...
But if you do like that kind of stuff, watch this film.
This wasn't like a demon or slasher horror film. It was just like a thriller.
Kind of.
Well, not the same.
Anyways, if you haven't seen it, watch it if you feel like you want to see it.
If you're ready for an intense movie.
Yes. Be ready for an intense movie. Now let's talk about spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay. First thing that just doesn't make sense in my head, and I guess maybe they were just kind of having it out there as a red herring type thing.
Well, there's a lot of red herrings.
Is the mom. Like, she's seeing her mom, and you're seeing her see your mom from, like, the very first scenes, mm-hmm. where I thought there was going to be a lot more to that story where I'm like, I think you said it right away, like, oh, I bet she killed her mom. And I'm like, yeah, that would actually make a lot of sense. Like,
but Edgar Wright, don't do that. Well, Edgar Wright, don't play like that.
Especially get into spoilers, because at the end...
Well, we already said we're spoilers. Yeah, I'm so like, if anyone's listening and they haven't seen it, screw the
heavy spoilers. Especially at the end when the old lady is talking about, like, oh, yeah, they deserved it. I killed them. What? Like, I killed all these people. And she's like, yeah, I get it. I thought she was going to be like, yeah, I get it. I killed my mom. I was gonna be like,
oh, you actually thought they were going to bring it back, huh?
Yeah, I thought...
I totally gave that up about an hour into the film. Like,
they were going to, like, throw it in right at the end to be like, I totally get where you're coming from. I killed someone, too.
Oh, I figured that, like, once I actually made that prediction, about 20 minutes later, I was like, nope, I'm so wrong.
Yeah, well, it just was kind of one of those things that I guess they wanted to show you that she could see... people.
Well, but she did see it, and like I said, like time traveling room, like it was like the way this movie, and like, and this is what, like, you've seen Baby Driver, I've seen Baby Driver, love Baby Driver. Edgar Wright has an artistic style about his directing that literally, I was really wanting to know how this was gonna end, and like every time I thought of something, it was like, no, that's probably not right. We didn't guess the old lady though. No one did.
I thought about it. It just never actually clicked in my head as like, oh, yeah, it's going to be her. Because
that's too easy because she seemed creepy already. We're like, oh, no way it's her. And it's like, oh, yeah, it is totally her.
Well, and they did a good job of setting you up to think that it was the Jack guy. Because I came to that conclusion before the girl did where I'm
like,
oh. Well,
he keeps showing up. And he's like, okay.
That's the Doctor Who guy. that was, like, being her pimp, I bet that's the old man. And then, like, oh, yeah, it happened. So you're like, oh, ho, I'm right. And then they're like, ha-ha, surprise. You mean,
oh, so ho, you're right.
Oh, so ho.
Oh, so ho, you're right. No, but I do love movies that just, like, they make your brain just constantly tick. And the more I think about this movie, the more, like, I would love to rewatch this movie again.
Yeah.
Like, I really would. Like the mirror in between. Like, you, this movie, like, again, this is one of the few movies I've ever seen in my entire life. No trailers, no nothing. All I've heard is, like, oh, it's good or it's bad, like, from friends. That's the only thing I've heard about it. And you went into it, and you're like, okay, we're doing this. Okay, she's going to England. She's going to fashion school. Oh, my God. Oh, and people are picking on her. Oh, my God, what's going to... And it's like, oh, my God. Like, what the...
Now she's stabbing people.
Now she's seeing demons. Like, this movie really does take you for a trip. And I'm not going to lie. I don't get stressed out a lot by a movie. But this movie was like, where the hell are you going? Can you... Like, I felt like a meth addict. Like, can you tell me where we're going? Can you tell me where we're going to end? Because I need to know.
Well, they did a great job of building up the suspense as far as you knew what was going to happen was going to be bad, but you had no idea what. Like, it was like, sometimes just with how the story flows, like, oh, yeah, I bet this is going to happen, or maybe this. This is like, I really have absolutely no idea what's going to happen in this next scene, but I can guarantee it's going to be bad.
Yeah, like, I told Cole, like, while we're watching the movie, I'm like, I love it when they like, there's a scene with, like, no music, and it's just tension. Like, this movie, if you want tension, if you want to get your blood pressure up to 1 billion, like, this is the type of movie, it's like, just tell me! Like, well, this movie did a perfect job of that.
And they did such an interesting twist with her being... Sandy?
Yeah, yes.
She was Sandy, but she was also not Sandy. So it was like very confusing as far as she would do something and she was Sandy. And then she's also watching Sandy and can almost interact with Sandy, although she can't interact with anybody else.
But there'll also be things in real life where she saw those like past memories. That's why I said in my time traveling room. like a scissors like in the library, like when stuff comes up, like, man, this movie demands a rewatch. Like,
or the hickey on her neck.
Yeah, that actually happened. I was like, oh, crap, that's real? Like, so that's why I said time-traveling room.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how'd you get it? How'd you get a hickey, actually? So, like, you have no idea, but you realize that the woman at the end, the serial killer, was actually, like, drugging her, so you have no idea. Like, she had no idea it was real.
Wait, time out. Old lady was drugging her the whole movie?
She had to drug her a little bit. Why do you think all the women ended up running and screaming like that, as she said when she rented it? Like, she had to be drugged, at least a lot of that.
How do you know she had to be drugged? She had schizophrenia. She could see her mom in the mirror.
There's going
to
be a part two of this movie where we watch it and we figure out some of these. No, but
she would come home from class or whatever, and the old lady didn't just, like, slip her tea every single time.
Well, I think that the spirits of the dead were a part of this whole thing, too, but...
I'm just saying,
you don't think she, because she had the same effects when she took. Okay, so think of the ending, right?
Yep.
She had the tea, started freaking out, started imagining she was back a little bit while she was crawling up the stairs.
Yep.
And then she got in there, and all of them were like, "Save me, save me, save me!" And then she busted through the door, and then everything stopped.
So why would that make it that she had drugged her the whole movie when we never
saw
that?
So what's your theory? I love that we're talking about this as we both just watched it. What's your theory?
I haven't had time to process this whole movie yet, but I just took it as, since she was schizophrenic.
What do you mean she was schizophrenic?
She could see her mom in the mirror. She saw there was a different part in the movie.
It's not schizophrenic.
Where she saw a random dude in the mirror, like these people.
That just means she has a really good imagination.
These people talked to her, and her mom had mental issues. And then at the end, when it's Sandy in the mirror,
the very, very end,
Sandy's in the mirror, and it's like she's added her to people that she can see in the mirror. Like, she's one of her little mirror crew now. Where I'm like, she has. To me, it was the combination of a possessed room from all the dead people, plus the schizophrenic person.
There was some ghosts that...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay. We agree on that, at least.
I did not see anything that made me think she was getting drugged the entire movie.
Well, the reason why I think she was drugged the entire movie, or at least was getting slightly drugged, was just because of the fact that she kept wanting to sleep in there. But on top of that is when she kept, like running around like a crazy person. And that woman, Sandy, said, every woman comes out of here running and screaming, and she just runs away and stops paying for the rent. So I had a... So I thought that she was, like, drugging them to make them run away, having no idea about the possession that was going on, like the spirits that were in there. That's my thought. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
I'm almost never wrong. But I'm saying, like, that's not beyond the realm of possibility.
So what was her benefit in having her come there in the first place? Because she was picked out to come there.
No, she was supposed to stay in her dorm.
But they slipped the address under the door. Somebody did, which I assume is the old lady.
Damn, we need to watch this movie again. We are not eligible to do this podcast because I watched this movie twice. I forgot about the note. But that was that the detective? Oh my god, I have no idea. I hate not knowing these things.
See, this is why you need to watch this movie twice, because this second viewing, once you know how it ends, everything else starts to make way more sense.
We just can't watch it where it's Nick of Evers. Becca's going to freak out. Teresa's going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. No, I tried to get
Teresa. Because I was stressed out during this movie. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, no. I'm like, you just get to the part where you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. This is happening next.
And then we paused the movie for a second. And it was like, there's still 40 minutes
left. Oh, yeah. This movie, like, there's some
I would say it drags on.
A little bit.
But I think, but again, like that's atmosphere building. Like, I'm not mad that it was two hours.
No, and when it drags on, it's like one of those things that it's like, it's part of the suspense because you keep thinking that you're going to be able to come up for air soon and they just keep plunging you down deeper.
No, and then you're like, I don't, like, you start questioning your own reality. I'm like, is the person next to me real? It's a person I'm about to do a podcast with, an actual real person. Maybe he's fake. Maybe he's my father. Maybe he killed me in the past. Like, this movie, like, God, it is brilliant. Here's what I'll say about it. It is 100% brilliant. Like, because it really takes you for a ride, and it will not be like, oh, we're going to... Imagine being on a roller coaster, and instead of going down once, you just keep going down. And it does not come up from air. Even when the credits go, you're like, I feel like I'm still on the roller coaster going straight down.
No, and in the credits, are just playing here. Jake went to go get a beer, and they're flashing
Bruiser
random.
Abuse, dude, we have a reputation.
They're flashing random like pictures of the movie. This is like a quick flash. It's like the in.
I did not see those. So.
Oh, I mean, it's not quite as quick as. Why can't I think Fight of the Club, movie? Fight Club.
I know exactly. When you say quick flash, I'm like, Fight Club. You're talking about Fight Club.
It's not quite that fast, but it's like, why are you doing this in the middle of the credits?
Because they're trying to F with you.
Yeah.
Because the entire movie F with us.
Some random things, like random thoughts I had as I was watching this movie. A, that black guy is crazy for liking this girl. She gave him nothing to like her on, and she was freaking out all the time.
To be honest, I thought he was going to end up being a villain at the end of it.
I thought...
So I was like, I'm like, why are you obsessed with... Like, I know she's hot, but, I mean, at some point, it's like, dude, you're crazy.
When he was walking away through the library, I thought he was going to, like, go meet up with either the Jack guy, who we thought was Jack, who was actually named Lindsay. Not a very manly name.
Yeah, but I mean, why do you think you're so pissed?
But that's where I thought, like, oh, like, he's got to be in on it. Why else is he hanging out with her? Also, why the hell did she go back in
to get her stuff?
I have my demons. I need to escape from here, but I got to go get my stuff.
Listen, lady. this is classic, like, the old classic Terry topic. Like, don't go in there, like, white woman type thing. Like, I'm going to go in there. And she's like, oh, just come on in. And see, you fell a little short on this one because as soon as she put the record player, I'm like, oh my God, she's the one that did it all.
No, I looked and there was just a brief flash when they were like, oh, because I didn't pick on it quite as fast as you did. But as soon as they were like, oh, look at the mail. And then I just saw, like, a flash of, like, the Alexandra Collins. I was like...
See, I got it as soon as she walked in. She's like, come on in. Because she'd never been that friendly. I'm like, oh, she did all of it. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so I'm finally digesting. But I had, like, six theories. One of them were correct.
I had 1,000 different theories in this movie because I was, like, trying to figure out, which they never explained and you don't really need to, like, how or why she could, like, kind of transport back through time.
No, but...
Which I don't feel like is necessary.
No, absolutely not. But in this movie, in this construct, like, it's completely fine. Like we feel... Did the movie leave an impact? Yes. Like, sometimes you don't have to explain every little detail. Like, and this is one of those movies that's a perfect example of, like, hey, I don't need to know why she had those experiences. I do not need to know. Did the movie work? Yes. 100%.
Yep.
To the point where I can't sleep tonight because I'm still going to think about this damn movie.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's late at night. I'm very, very awake. Like, much more awake than when we started.
This is like caffeine that I just watched. Like, liquid caffeine came out of the TV and was like, you got to stay up forever. there's some other, the lighting in this film, though. Also, like you said, red herrings.
Yeah.
That's fucking simple.
Oh, the R?
Yeah, the RT.
Oh, well.
Nothing came with that. They give you a couple curveballs, and I hope if you're at this point and you're still listening to us, you've seen the movie. Or you just want to impress your friends, be like, I predicted everything.
Yeah, not going to mention any names on who's done that before, but...
Not there, I'm stuck. Sorry, I had a bad cough. I thought I was really smart right away in this movie. I'm like, oh, I got it all figured out. I'm like, I do not have this figured out.
Well, yeah, they just did a really good job again.
But the actors and the actresses, phenomenal.
Great.
Like, can you name one bad in the bunch?
No.
No. Everyone did their part and they did exactly what they're supposed to do. Like, I cannot name one actor or actress in this movie. But I'm going to learn their names after this movie.
The one girl from Split.
Cat?
Your cat's messing with stuff upstairs.
Oh, damn Megatron.
Jake has a cat named Megatron, and it's attacking his glasses on the counter.
And Megatron's actually a girl, but you can shorten it to Meg, so it's still a girl's name. So
fair. But no, this movie did such a good job of, like, giving you no perspective on the overall story. You knew different things were, like, maybe bad stuff or good stuff might happen, or, like, they had, like, their cool music themes, like, at different parts. But overall...
Or sometimes no music.
Starting at point A, you had no idea where point B was going to be. And those are some of my favorite movies where it's, like, I'm just along for the ride, mm-hmm. and every little bit that you give me gives me a little piece of the puzzle, but... Yeah, you can't finish it until the end. Like, there's no way. It's not like the chick flick where you're like, I bet she's going to marry that guy at the end of the movie.
Yep, there was none of that. Like I said, roller coaster, you're going down the whole time. Like, you're like, oh, whoa, 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 wait, what? Like, the visuals, though, in this, too. And Edgar Wright always does an amazing job with that. Like, you see Baby Driver, like, just always. He's a great director. I wish he would have finished directing Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Ant-Man with Edgar Wright?
It would have been a lot different movie.
Yeah, but it would have been fun. This one, not so fun, but I'm really happy I saw it. Like, God, well, how are we going to rate this? I feel like I need to watch it twice before I can rate it.
Yeah, I feel like it would give me a more accurate thing because all those little, like,
we're going to do a part two, like, 30 seconds. Here's what we read it.
Like, the little things that they put in there that should make more sense the second time, but until you notice them, you don't know how good they are. So it's like, wow, I think
it was good. And we both were looking for them. Like, the mirror, like, all the imaging and stuff. Like, oh, what's this? What's this mean? And Edgar Wright's like, haha, you're my puppets. I play you.
Like that little weird puppet dance, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a lot. Oh man, there's so much things in this movie. So many things to unpack. I mean, if I'm gonna rate it, I'm gonna give it an 8.5. Honest to God.
Yeah,
it might get a 9 if I watch it again.
I'm just giving it a 9 straight up.
We can't give it a 10.
I can't give it a 10, but This is a movie that held my interest the entire movie.
Oh, absolutely. You were locked in from the get.
Could not predict a single thing.
Besides the first 10 minutes. Cause
okay, the first 10 minutes where it's like,
but then
once hello, Grandma, look at my piece of mail that I got. Let's go talk to some.
You're like, okay, like, whatever. And there's like horror film. Like, oh, shit, this is Saw?
Well, and they, I forget what part it was. They played just like a really upbeat song, you know, like she's going back in time and she gets to kind of live this cool life of this girl. And you're just kind of thinking like, oh, it's going to be kind of one of those, like when Bad Times at the El Royale or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know, they play the upbeat 60s music and you know good stuff is going to happen. From that moment on, as soon as that song finished, there was nothing. Nothing good.
No, this movie does not make you feel comfortable about anything that's going on. Like, can I say rape? Yeah. There's like rape implications. There's a ton of stuff going on here. And it's not good.
Yeah.
Like, you feel uncomfortable, but you still want to know, like, what's going on? Like, is she going to be okay? Like, this movie does an amazing job of, like, just keeping your interest, but still making you feel uncomfortable almost the entire way through.
Yeah. Like, when she's going down into the basement and Jack, which, of course, you're thinking, like, a Jack guy from London, your brain just automatically makes you assume that he's the Ripper. I don't think that.
But oh, Jack the Ripper. Can you imagine they threw that in there? This is Jack the Ripper, like, oh, man.
He got really old. But no, she walks down the stairs, and he's, like, waiting there, and it's like, that scene alone was, like, super intense. All of a sudden, he gets hit by the car, and there's blood all over. And they're like, all my theories about this movie just died.
And if you're still listening and you haven't seen this movie, any theories you have, just shoot them right to shit. I'm going to tell you that right now. I finally figured out a little bit before you.
At the same time, like, not slightly before, man.
just slightly before you. But I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, but looking back, how do we not suspect it?
And that's the point of a good movie, though.
I know. I love when they pull the like cord out, like, ha, you should have listened to that earlier.
Like, we clearly gave you all the clues, you idiots. Why did you not pick up on it?
Yeah, I know. So this movie is one of those, you need to watch it twice. And I think it's a great point, like, a great stand point of a movie. Like, if you want to watch it twice, means did a job and then some.
Yep.
Like, this is definitely a movie I need to watch twice. Not with my fiance.
Yeah, but
she's gonna kill me.
No way this would fly.
No. Well, I didn't know, like, again, I watched no trailers or anything. I thought this was a horror film at the end. Like, they did some crazy visuals. Like, this is literally like one of the most horroristic films I've ever watched. And we're not big horror fans.
No.
But it made me a little scared.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to check under my bed tonight.
Yeah, I'll put my pants a little bit, not going to lie.
Yeah. So, anything else? Like, watch the movie. And if you want to prove your friends that you know all the twists, we didn't give them all to you.
Pretty much. We mostly did.
But they don't know. We should have Edgar Wright the shit out of them.
Just the whole podcast, like, just giving a little tidbits.
We just made a whole fake ending.
And then they're like, ha ha, we stole your credit card.
Yeah, so it turns out Sandy was a man.
Yep.
But this is Bruising Review signing off.